The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. I'm Rob Burrows, Senior Chief, United States Navy, retired Navy Seabees, 2 combat tours in Iraq, and I am your host this morning. We have a great program ahead for you, so don't change that dial. And we want to just let you know, I've been out a couple of weeks because I've had bronchitis, and I went back to Montana to visit with our family. Our son, our oldest son, the Marine, lives there with his wife and 2 granddaughters, and so what a great opportunity it was for us to travel back there and spend time with them. And from there, we traveled across the United States over to South Dakota and spent time at Mount Rushmore with the family. Our other son went with us. So when my sons were younger, we never got a chance to travel with them so much because I was deployed all the time or I was gone on military duty. And so now that they're older and they have their own children, we're able to make that trip and spend time together as a family, visiting those national icons through our nation and be able to visit those things and then come back together. We always try to go in the fall. It's our opportunity to see them in Great Falls, Montana, and we spend an early Thanksgiving with them and have a big turkey meal. And it's an opportunity for us to spend time because the weather gets bad back there. It gets so bad. There's no way in the world I like traveling in 3 feet of snow across hundreds of miles of open plains. And literally, when you travel through that part of the nation, it's hundreds of miles with no services, no people. There's cattle, there's ranches, and there's mountains and plains. And so it's an opportunity for us to be able to go back there, see the changing colors of the fall across the western United States, and to be able to enjoy it. If you have not been outside this morning, it's a beautiful morning. It's almost warm. As I was coming in, the sky was a beautiful crisp blue, light clouds in the sky, and across the valley, the colors are changing. And we haven't had a bad frost yet, so all of those leaves are still hanging on those trees. I encourage you, if you have the opportunity today, to get out and go for a walk. Enjoy that beautiful crisp air with no smoke in it, and be able to enjoy the beauty of our fall. It already frozen back there in Montana and Wyoming and Idaho, and the wind was blowing hard, and so all of the leaves had already fallen. And then we came back to California, and California is just a beautiful picture of fall right now. And so once again, I encourage you to get out there, enjoy the beautiful weather while we're in between rainstorms, and enjoy the beautiful colors of our North Valley as you have the opportunity. Once again, I want to remind you that Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, we're going to be doing our Christmas for the Troops program. That's going to be coming up Saturday, December 4th. It's right around the corner, and that's going to be at the VFW Hall in Anderson. That's 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. That's the VFW Hall, and that will be held from 1 in the afternoon till 6 p.m. in the evening. And we are going to be gathering items and packaging boxes to be able to ship the troops that are overseas that are deployed right now, protecting our freedom and staying, taking care of other individuals' freedoms and guarding our nation across the world. And so we'd like to encourage you, if you have a family member that is deployed and serving our nation right now, we would like you to get a hold of us so that we can get that address, that P.O. box, that APO box for the military, so we can send them a package at no cost as part of Homeward Bound. And it's a part of us being able to say thank you to our troops who are serving our nation right now, our men and women in uniform, and to be able to make sure they know that we appreciate them. If you are involved with kids anywhere, with school or school teacher or your grandparent, we encourage you to have your kids write a thank you note to our military. Whether they put a handprint of paint on a piece of paper and say thank you for protecting us, or just a quick notice, thank you for our service, thank you for our freedom. We're remembering you this time during the holidays. When I served in Iraq, and I used to get mail from people I didn't know, and we received those letters from the kids, from the schools, from individuals, from men and women who took the time to write a quick note to say, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you're doing for our country. And, it was awesome. I had those hung up all over, my little recruits room, there in Fallujah, Iraq. And I would come back from a mission or have a tough day and I just kind of review those and look at them. And those were tender pieces of love or heart or compassion from people I didn't know from across the nation. And so you can't believe when you're by yourself and you've been gone for a long time, away from home, how important those little tidbits of love, and that's what I call them. I call them tidbits of love. When you send a letter like that that just says, thank you for what you're doing, we appreciate it. That is extremely heartfelt. I still have those packed away in my C-box that I brought home in an envelope from the different kids that sent different things that meant something to me. I still have those items, and I probably will cherish them for the rest of my life. And someday they'll probably be on display in the museum as items that were sent from that time frame to our military personnel. And so it's what a great opportunity you have to reach out and say thank you to somebody that you don't know, but somebody that's working for you, laying their lives on the line. Then they don't know you either. They just know that they're serving their nation, and we are part of that nation. And so once again, the event is Saturday, December 4th. It's from 1 to 6 at the VFW Hall in Anderson. The admission is $10 for adults, $8 for students with an ID, and children 12 and under are free. And the admission helps to cover the cost of lunch and a partial shipping box. And so we'll be having a light lunch there, and that'll all be part of that program. We want to be able to feed you and have popcorn and Christmas music and pack those boxes and share the holiday together as we share the holiday across the world with others who are serving our nation right now. For more information, you can call my cell phone, which is 530-510-8210. That's 530-510-8210. And if you'd like to drop those items off of all the different items that we're looking for, we're looking for non-perishable items to be able to send overseas, food items, toiletries, different types of clothing, gloves, socks, anything like that. All those things, they come in handy. And you can drop those off at the museum location. It's our office in Anderson, and that's 2110 North Street, 2110 North Street. And we are there from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. every Friday until January, because items slowly come in, and we want to be there to be able to receive those items. And we'll do our main packaging in December, but we will continue to carry on, grab those items, and ship them as we receive them, because we don't hold on to anything. We want to get them out to the troops and make sure that they have those special items from home for the holiday season. And how important that is. I remember, once again, our men, we would get boxes that were sent to our convoy team. And we would take and open those boxes and throw them on the table. And all of the different candies and jerkies and cheeses and crackers and everything else. And the guys would just scramble and go through it. And then whatever was left over, we would take, pack it back up again, and we would take it to the Marine Combat Outpost, the COPS, where we would go out in the middle of the desert where the Marines were stuck in a hole surrounded by barbed wire, and they received nothing. And we would give them our extra items, the candy and extra jerky or whatever else that was there. The excess, we would hand that off to them. And we would utilize that to offset those Marines who weren't receiving anything, that were out there literally in the middle of nowhere doing their jobs. And so once again, it's that great opportunity for us to be able to do that. We want to remind you also that next Saturday we are going to be doing a food drive. And that food drive is going to be at Save Mart right there off of Churn Creek and South Bonneview, next to the In-N-Out Burger. And that is a holiday food drive benefiting Homeward Bound. That's November 20th. So that's next Saturday. It'll be from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And so we want to say thank you to Save Mart for stepping up and allowing us to be there. They're donating items to us also. Around 12:30, the Harley Davidson Motorcycle Club from Cottonwood is going to be there. They're going to be dropping off turkeys and food and bags of food and everything else that they've been gathering. And they're going to also go in the store and buy more items and bring them out and be part of that program. Because the American Legion there and the Harley Group in Cottonwood want to be a part of sending these military personnel across our world these items, and also to be able to take care of our military families here at home that are struggling and that need that help. And so we are still doing the benefit at Thanksgiving. We'll be feeding about 100 families turkey meals and groceries. And then at Christmas time, we'll be doing roughly about the same thing. Our goal is about 100 families that are in need between Shasta and Tehama County. And so we have widows out there that are in need. We have military families, elderly military families, younger military families that are struggling, that are trying to bring their lives and things back together. And this is one more way for Homeward Bound to reach out and to make a difference in our Northern California community. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members from the Timberline Heating and Air family. Happy holidays.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Redding, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Redding Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Redding Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. I want to invite you to our annual packages for the troops, December 4th. Join us from 1 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. $10 for adults, $8 for students with ID. Children 12 and under are free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, while you're out there buying Halloween candy, buy an extra bag for the troops. You can drop donations off every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices located at 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during these holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for your donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. The man who died, who gave that right to me, and I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
good morning. Once again, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions this morning. I'm your host, Rob Burrows. And I want to remind you, excuse me, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is a partner with the National Vietnam War Commemoration, the 50th anniversary. And so if you remember this last year, we had the Wall of Remembrance out for the 9/11, all the post-9/11 veterans, and we had a ceremony for our Vietnam veterans also and a luncheon for them also to say thank you to them. Excuse me, and to remind everyone about our Vietnam veterans who served and to remember them and to make sure that they know that our Vietnam veterans that were there and those that are in our community know that they are not forgotten and that we appreciate them and that we welcome them home and back into our community. And that was a long time ago, and there's many pains and there's many hurts that are still out there. I've talked to many Vietnam veterans, and they are still heartfelt hurt because of what the nation did at that time. But as a fellow veteran, as my brother served during Vietnam, the United States Navy on the USS Coral Sea, I want to say thank you from me as a senior chief in the United States Navy Seabees for your service, for your sacrifice for the men and the women that did not come back home. And that's one of the reasons that the museum is part of the commemoration, because we as an organization need to remember those veterans, our Vietnam veterans who served and who sacrificed. I'd like to read just a sit rep that comes to me from the Vietnam War Commemoration Council. Veterans Day, born from the 1918 ceasefire of the Great War on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Heroic declarations of honor, service before self, and sacrifice resound as Americans venerate those who wore the uniform of the military in active and reserve service and their families. More than 42 million Americans have served in times of war. 19 million are living in America and abroad today. Beginning in 1789, each of these patriots raised their right hand and solemnly swore and affirmed that they would support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and bear true faith and allegiance to the same. Those who make this declaration, this commitment, this solemn vow, are richly deserving of our abiding appreciation. Notably, one-third of the 19 million veterans alive today served on active duty between November 1st of 1955 and May 15th of 1975, the Vietnam War period. Our country and our communities owe our profound gratitude and humble respect to these veterans. We offer our hand, give a call. We ask you to offer a hand and give a call or text a heartfelt thank you, or share with them your concern, share with them your thoughts, your prayers, and to say thank you once again for their service and their sacrifice. This November 11th marks the centennial anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This sacred memorial site serves as the heart of the Arlington National Cemetery. Sentinels, the elite of the elite from the 3rd U.S. Infantry, the Old Guard, stand watch over the tomb today, day and night. The tomb provides a focal point around which the history of Arlington National Cemetery is woven. On Memorial Day 1984, a Vietnam War veteran unknown was interred in a crypt west of the tomb. In 1998, DNA testing allowed the remains to be identified as those of U.S. Air Force pilot 1st Lieutenant Michael Joseph Blassie, shot down in 1972, Vietnam. In accordance with his family's wishes, Blassie was laid to rest at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery in St. Louis, Missouri. This left the crypt vacant. On September 17, 1999, the National POW MIA Recognition Day, it was rededicated to honor all missing U.S. service members from the Vietnam War. And so today, once again, as we just passed Veterans Day, we want to say thank you to our Vietnam veterans. We want to say thank you to all of our veterans who serve. But as we remember the 50th commemoration of our Vietnam veterans and their service to our nation, we want to say thank you to them. And we want to remind you that this grateful nation remembers them and continues to say thank you to them for their service and their sacrifice and for the brothers and the service that they lost. And if you've never been to the Vietnam Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C., I encourage you, whenever you ever have the opportunity, to be able to go and to look at the names that are on that wall, on that black granite. And depending upon when you go, at different times of the day, that wall reaches out and it reflects the names of those individuals who gave their lives during the Vietnam War era and their sacrifice. And across the greenway there is also a memorial to the nurses that served during the Vietnam War, the nurses who have served during World War II in Vietnam and Korea. And it's also a place of respect to honor the women who gave their lives and who are in the combat zone that sacrificed their capability to save the lives of those veterans on the battlefield. And so it is so important for us as we continue to move forward that we do this. So thank you and welcome home once again to our Vietnam veterans. This morning, as we get ready to move forward, we're going to be talking about a TV program on KIXE Channel 9. And it is a veterans program, the American Veteran, that is actually playing right now. The fourth episode is going to be coming up this Tuesday night at 6 p.m. on KIXE Channel 9. And I have Rob Keenan and Julie Driver and James Konopsky. James, are you there?
I am. Yes, Rob.
Good morning, James. And we want to say thank you to James. James is not with us here today. He's dealing with some bronchitis, which I understand because I just got over some bronchitis. And James is the Shasta College Veteran Service Officer, and he is part of this American Veterans Program. He's put together some questions and things for us as we'll be doing a special program. It'll be a live Zoom program on Channel 9 coming up this next Wednesday. It'll be November 17th. It'll be at 6 p.m. And so we're going to get ready to go to break here in just a second, if you'll hang on, James, as we move forward. And so I just want to encourage you as we talk with Rob and Julie and James about this program on Channel 9. The Northern California Veterans Museum is also a partner with them, working with them, bringing this together for our veterans in our whole Northern California community, wherever Channel 9 reaches out to. And so we want to be able to encourage you to be able to listen to this and to be a part of this program as we move forward. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and The Deep Thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. them traitors, then they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight, and it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
It's time. If you've waited to get the COVID-19 vaccine, a clinic for those 5 years and older will be held at the Shasta Community Health Center at 3270 Churn Creek Road in Reading on Friday, November 19th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Brought to you by the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and the Seek Center in partnership with the Shasta Community Health Center. Booster vaccine will also be available. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out roundtable pizza, Dutch Bros, Walmart, and Starbucks gift cards at the COVID-19 Vaccine Clinic Friday, November 19th, Shasta Community Health Center, Churn Creek Road, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
What's your Thanksgiving Day plan this year? Black Bear Diner will be open, and you've got options. Come in for a three-course entree. Choose from turkey, ham, or prime rib. Or grab a Thanksgiving meal to go for an easy fix at home. If you're on the road, stop at one of our 145 diners for a fill-up along the way. Search for Black Bear Diner near me. Spend your Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily in Reading at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every soldier who gave their life lives forever. Every soldier who fought the fight echoes in our minds. All the wounded and the brave, the ones God couldn't save. We salute your courage. Coming home with pride.
Coming home with pride.
Coming home with heads held high.
Heads held high.
Coming home from lands afar. Coming home.
Coming home
to your. All the heroes who defend our flag will live on forever. All the heroes, both young and old, that soldier on to unknowns. From across the changing world, we live in a hope that you come back. Coming home.
Coming home with pride.
Coming home with heads high. Coming home from the
Good morning once again. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And this song explains so much about our veterans coming back from war-torn areas all around the world from all different eras. And they come back and they're exhausted and they're tired and they're worn and they're beaten and they're broken. And some of them are maimed and some of them have lost limbs and eyes. And they come back to our home. They come back to our nation. And we try to do the best we can to receive them. There are many who go about their daily life and ignore the veterans who have served this nation. And there are many also that reach out and say, thank you for your service and how can we help you reintegrate back into our community. And many times it's veterans organizations helping veterans who are in need because others don't see that need like we as veterans do. This morning, once again, our guests this morning, Rob Keenan, Julie Driver and James Konopsky from KIC Channel 9, and James is the Veterans Service Coordinator at the Shasta College. And so as we are talking this morning, our theme is the American Veteran. It is a program that is being played on Channel 9 right now. They're coming up to the fourth episode. If you don't watch Channel 9, I encourage you to watch Channel 9 KIXC. It's our local public broadcasting programs. And especially the veterans programs that are on there. Once again, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is working with KIXC as a partner to bring this to our community and for us to honor our veterans and to be able to share this light. Rob, as you are the, I call you the head producer because you're just like in charge. You wear so many hats.
Yeah, it's like that's sort of how it works. I mean, you run a small nonprofit. That you just have lots of stuff you do that isn't under your title. Yeah.
And but your primary title is Director of Programming.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about the American Veterans Program and how why it's come to our community and Channel 9 is putting this out in our community to honor our veterans.
Well, a little history. Years ago, probably at least a decade, PBS had sort of instigated a initiative to deal with veterans, actually have more veterans programming, actually just sort of more engagement with veterans. And this is sort of the newest program along those lines. It's called American Veteran, and it's basically veterans talking about themselves and their experiences as veterans. And the cornerstone of it is a four-part broadcast television show that actually is concluding. So, but you can still watch it. It's concluding Tuesday night at 9 p.m., the final episode for broadcast. But if you go to PBS.org, you can still watch the entire series in the entire 4 hours. And the fourth hour will be available on PBS.org after the broadcast, so probably Wednesday morning. But there's a couple of other components to this this program. One is a digital series available on the PBS Voices YouTube channel. You go to YouTube and type in American Veteran, and it's being released every other Tuesday. It started in September, and it's going to go through January 11th. And the theme of that digital series, which is its video, American Veteran, Keep It Close, and it deals with objects that somehow a veteran has had with him with their service. And the two examples that stick in my mind is you have a veteran that has a microphone that they used to record music while serving, or basically someone came home with a puppy rescued from Syria. It's just something, object, something to start the story, something they can tie in that actually kind of helps to remind and attach to what their service was in where they served. The other part of this is Unforgettable Stories, which is a 9-part podcast, which started October 19th and is going through December 14th. And basically that's just the stories of veterans, like a nurse that served in Vietnam or someone who was a POW or whatever their story was. They actually are highlighting it via the podcast, which is also available through PBS.org. And that's just audio. That's actually like a podcast. It would be like a radio program on the Internet.
One of the things that, as watching the episodes, that really connected with me is the program is full-encompassing. It goes all the way back to the soldiers of the Revolutionary War. It talks about the sacrifice. It talks about the PTSD. It talks about the service, the selfless service. And it talks about the Civil War. It talks about the Spanish-American War. It talks about World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Iraq and Afghanistan. It covers the entire spectrum of the situations. It gives a background, a thorough background of the different situations that affect us as veterans, especially those that are combat veterans. And I thought that that was so important to tie all of those things in. And then the individuals who speak, the newer veterans and the older veterans, the Vietnam veterans and some of the Korean War veterans that speak during the program, their personal experience, some of the World War II veterans that were there at D-Day, talking about those experiences that never go away. They're always in the back of their minds, and they try to live their daily lives around that. Julie Driver, who is the corporate and community engagement person. Julie, you and I have many, many conversations. We talk about the programs. We talk about bringing the veterans programs into the community. We talk about how we can better serve our veterans in our community through PBS and the Veterans Museum. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in this, and then about how we're going to be doing this Zoom program coming up. And then we're going to bring James in, because James is going to be part of – he's put together a spectrum of questions and answers and things like that that we're going to talk about also.
Well, I'm always excited when something comes down to us from PBS that concerns veterans. We have such a high veteran population in our service area. We serve the 10 northeastern counties in California. And per capita, we really have a lot of veterans. And it's important to us as the PBS station to serve our community and to serve everyone in our community, and that includes our veteran population. And so that always strikes us. That strikes me when we do it. And you're always one of the first people that I reach out to when we have something coming up.
Thank you. Well, I think, honestly, if you look at the involvement of everything that our veterans do, we have the Veterans Cemetery at IGO. We have the Veterans Home on Knighton Road, which the new clinic is going to be going right across the street. They're in the process of finishing the building on that now. We're in the process of building the Veterans Museum in the South County. The veterans almost dictate Shasta County in many different ways, and I don't mean dictate as far as, push politics or whatever else. They are the underlying citizens in our Northern California area, they and their families. So if you figure we have 25,000 veterans, and then you add a wife or a spouse or a family member or a significant other to that by two, that's 75,000. And if you look at, we have a population of about 120,000. Two-thirds of our population in Northern California is a contribution of our veterans and their families' influence into our community. And so I think that as we reflect back to Channel 9 and we look at the programs that you bring in, it's a large area for you to be reaching out to help educate other people in our community about why our veterans are so important and that they are a substructure that support our community in many, many different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the things that struck me in particular about this American veteran. Is that it really shared the veteran experience. And I had absolutely no real understanding about what veterans experienced, what they went through, because my family never talked about it.
Well, and you had veterans in your family also.
I did.
Rob, did you have veterans in your family?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're going to get ready to take a break here. James, hang on. As soon as we get back, we're going to introduce James Konopsky to you, and then we will go into the program portion where James is going to be working with us. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
This is RC with today's Cigar of the Month. Present with us is the Partagas Cortado. Wrapped in an elegant Ecuadorian Connecticut seed leaf, the bold 8-inch long Presidente is a soft smoke. Perfect with coffee after breakfast, the Partagas Cortado reaches sublime notes of creamy, spicy, and mineral-rich deliciousness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop, Redding, California.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
When that plane finally landed, was kiss the ground. Next thing I did was to go find my friends down at the old hangout. We drank some beer and talked a lot about old times. But when the booze finally hit Billy Joe Grimes, he said, I don't know what it is, but you seem different to me. I said, I just came back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for. A land where our brothers are dying for others who don't even care. Took a walk through the neighborhood. I thought it's been so long since I've been in a place where everything is good. People laughing and children were playing. And as I watched them, I found myself praying, Lord, keep them safe here at home. In the land of the free. I just came back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for. A land where our brothers are dying for others who don't even care anymore. If I'm not the same little
good morning, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And once again, our guest this morning from KIXC Channel 9, Rob Keenan and Julie Driver, and James Konofsky, the director for the Shasta College Veterans Service Office. And James, are you there?
I am here, Rob, yes.
Finally, James, we get a chance to talk with you. James, we're talking about the American Veteran Program, and you are going to be one of the individuals that is going to be involved or that it is involved with the Zoom meeting or online or on-air program that we're going to do next Wednesday night, the 17th at 6 p.m. on KIXE. And you are an Air Force veteran. You have I really like your experience when you're talking about serving where you served bringing in when the aircraft came in and they brought the different aircraft in with the veterans to coming back from the war zone. And that was such a touching experience when you and I talked. You were here on our program about a year ago. If you would just expound a little bit on your career, and then we want to talk about the questions that you're going to be bringing forward with the American veteran.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Rob. Yeah, it was, you know, every veteran has, you know, a unique story. And, you know, my story didn't really involve combat, but it involved some stuff that really, really touched me as I was serving. And one of the locations stateside that I was at was Andrews Air Force Base out in Maryland, out by D.C. And for those that are not too familiar with that location, it's really close to Walter Reed Army Hospital. And in reference to what you were talking about, we would consistently, when I was serving there, consistently get C-17s coming in with injured troops. For those that were physically able to, you know, survive the trip across the ocean. And to me, that was touching, seeing, you know, ambulances come in, but it's not normal ambulances you see. You see buses, there are buses coming in. And, but my job over there was as an airfield manager. So I was responsible for keeping that airfield operational. So I had to make sure everything was running how it should be. So when it wasn't, you could just imagine the frustration for the type of missions that we got at that airfield and trying to get it back to operational for everyone. But
now, you had a lot of presidential aircraft come through there also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, we were Andrews Air Force Base is the home of Air Force One. So, yes, we had a lot of special airlift missions from congressional, presidential, foreign, and so forth. Absolutely.
So it was critical for you to be able to make sure that everything was flowing properly and that security was the way it should have been on that airfield.
Absolutely. It was quite a lifetime experience, that's for sure. There was a lot of good things that came about it, a lot of frustration, but, you know, going out to that runway and knowing, just sitting out there in my truck and knowing, you know, I'm helping keeping this thing going, is just an amazing thing to reflect on. I still think about that almost every day.
Well, people don't know how much of a responsibility there is in order to keep an airport like that, and especially a military operation, congruent, moving forward, and taking care of, like you said, international dignitaries, bringing home our men and women who've been injured, taking care of our national assets as far as leadership and things like that. And so I just want to say thank you for your service with that. James, you're an integral part of the American veteran as we get ready to do our Zoom meeting where we're going to be talking about to the public about the American experience with the American veteran. And I want tell us a little bit about, you put together some questions and things like that that we're going to be talking about. We want to know a little bit more about some of those questions and how you came up with them and how we want to interface with the public and other veterans. It's not just talking to the public and educating them. It's reaching out to other veterans who haven't been reached yet.
Yeah, Robin, thank you for bringing this up. But I will say, I don't think I'm the most integral part. I think Julie really has done a great job from PBS pulling this together and reaching out, because I wouldn't be here without her reaching out and coordinating all this. But yeah, so when I first heard about this series, I always ask the question, okay, what's the underlying message? You know, what's out there? Because when you talk to veterans, there's always different types of underlying messages. And when I saw the videos, I guess for lack of a better word, fell in love. You know, I was like, you know what? There's a lot of relation here. Seeing these experiences and so forth. So I was more than happy to help look over the videos and just think about, you know, what are the experiences with myself, but also the veterans that I help support when they come through my offices. What do I hear and how can I relate, you know, questions that could pull out their experiences from these videos and so forth. So going through, I think we're going to talk about 4 to 5 videos. I don't remember the number, but kind of like what you said earlier, you go from the beginning of the experience to the through the experience and to the end of what it's like to serve, and pulling out those questions to get those core experiences out is just important. I think for those that are not veterans, I think it answers a lot of their questions. It provides more of the story to them. They hear more of that story. And then for the veterans, I have, you know, since I work at Shasta College, I have staff that they actually watch it as well. And the next morning I talk to them. We just talk for a little bit and, you know, it's like, well, what did you take from this? And it's amazing how we're all from different branches, but there's some core commonalities that we all have. And it actually strengthened, I think, our team at Shasta College and helped our approach with other veterans and so forth. So it's definitely something that I think veterans will get a lot out of. I know me and my staff who are veterans, and those actually who are not veterans in my staff, who have family that are in the military and stuff, have gained a lot from this.
There are, I would almost say, after I watched all three episodes again last night, and so we'd have a little bit better understanding as we move forward with this project. And it, the way that it reaches out and brings all of the different eras of veterans together, from the World War II to the Afghanistan veterans and where they were. Yes, the technology has changed. Yes, it's a different era. Yes, we wear different uniforms that all still are the American uniform. But when you look at the commonality of the individual who goes and fights the battle, that goes and supports the program, that goes and is from boot camp all the way to the return, whether you return in one piece or in different pieces through your combat experience, there's the common core of humanity runs through that, and the common core of changing from an individual that is a citizen that has no experience whatsoever with war and tragedy, and then coming back after that experience and looking at everything in life through a different set of eyes. The one D-Day veteran said in the morning he was 14, or he was a 16-year-old Coast Guardsman that went into the shoreline D-Day, and after 15 missions to the shore, he came back at midnight that night as a man because of the loss of life and fighting the Nazis and dealing with the tragedy of war in a 12-hour period of what took place in his life. And James, hang on. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We're talking about the American Veteran Program on KIXE Channel 9. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Foley reports on concerns about COVID-19 as the winter and the holidays get closer.
Health officials say COVID is traveling north and west for the winter. Dr. Nicholas Gilpin of Beaumont Hospital in the Metro Detroit area is looking at the number of hospitalizations and the percentage of positive COVID tests.
This is more than double the rate that we're seeing across the nation. So Metro Detroit, once again, is becoming a hot spot.
New Mexico is running out of intensive care beds. Hospitals in Colorado are overwhelmed. On the bright side, trends are improving in Florida, Texas, and other southern states that got hit hard during the summer. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the mainstream media channels are helping Democrats sow division among American school students.
All have responded to schools in Virginia run by far-left school boards and superintendents trying to indoctrinate kids to hate our country, to see everything through the lens of race.
Cotton says Democrats have even shut down advanced placement programs in some schools just to prevent Asian students from overrepresenting in favor of black and brown students. Virginia Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears says military veterans will be among the first to feel the benefits once she and Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin take office.
We've got about 800,000 veterans in Virginia, and we tax their benefits. He's got a plan to ensure that within 4 years we get up to getting rid of that tax on their benefits.
Sears was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Jobs are available these days. Many Americans are quitting theirs to trade up.
The Labor Department says 4.4 million people quit their jobs in September. The second straight month, the number quitting has hit a new high. It's a signal of worker confidence, with employers posting 10.4 million jobs in September. That was close to a record.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. In his first 100 days, he's pushed for a massive tax increase on small businesses. And his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. He also wants to make it harder for small business owners to keep their doors open by pushing a $15 minimum wage. And his Green New Deal will drive up energy prices on small business owners. One group is working hard to fight these attacks, the great folks at Job Creators Network. And they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They'll train you up, help you with op-eds in your local papers, and TV appearances on your local news stations. In short, their crackerjack team will prepare you to be a leader and a fighter for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you own a business and want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com now to learn more. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their growing army of small business leaders and advocates. Go to joinjcn.com now. They need you. America needs you.
The U.S. is voicing concern over Russia's continued aggression against neighboring Ukraine.
There's been a buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine, and the White House has taken notice.
We call for an immediate restoration of the July 2020 ceasefire, and we stand with our partner Ukraine and condemn Russian aggression against Ukraine in all forms.
In recent days, Secretary of State Blinken assured the Ukrainian foreign minister that the U.S. commitment to Ukraine's security and territorial integrity is ironclad. The Kremlin has dismissed Western media reports that Moscow has intentions to invade Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Panera is returning to the public markets after 4 years in private hands. St. Louis-based Panera Brands recently filed initial paperwork to issue an IPO. It did not give a date or say how many shares will be offered to the public. Restaurateur Danny Meyer, who developed Shake Shack, says he'll be investing directly. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A lawsuit in Michigan over water.
The lawsuit was filed in federal court over high levels of lead in Benton Harbor's drinking water. It accuses the state and city of deliberate indifference in their response to the problem, which began to emerge in 2018. Doretha Brazil, one of the many Benton Harbor residents in the lawsuit, says she only recently became aware that she should avoid drinking the water. Michigan has been supplying free bottled water for weeks and is pledging to help Benton Harbor replace lead service lines outside homes. John Scott reporting.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says she'll run for re-election next year. That despite the fact that former President Trump has vowed to see her replaced by a more conservative Republican. Murkowski drew the president's ire in 2018 when she opposed confirmation for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, and she criticized the president over the January 6th Capitol riot and was one of seven to vote to convict him. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Like your clothes in a while. I know.
Morning. Once again, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. Our guests this morning, Rob Keenan, Julie Driver from KIXC Channel 9, and James Konofsky, the Shasta College Veterans Coordinator Officer. And so one of the things we talked about it during the break was that the Zoom program that we're going to be talking about is going to be on the computer. It's going to be a live event on the computer for Channel 9 at 6 o'clock on the 17th. So it was my misunderstanding. It's not going to be on Channel 9 TV. It's going to be on the computer where we're going to be doing this interface. So I want to make sure that you understand if you tune in to Channel 9 at 6 o'clock on the 17th, you're not going to see or hear anything about the program. It's going to be on the computers. We'll get you that information so that you can go to the website and you can join in. If you're a veteran, you can listen in. If you're not a veteran, you can be able to type in your questions, text in your questions that you might have, and we will be answering those questions that you have, and we'll be discussing those items. This Tuesday night is going to be episode 4 of The American Veteran. That starts at 9 o'clock on Channel 9.
Yes, that's correct.
And so I really want to reach out to you if you're a veteran or you're a veteran's family member, or you're just a civilian and you want to know more about veterans, that you go to KIXC PBS and on their website and look at the other episodes, episode 1 and 2, 3 and 4. They're so very enlightening, talking about boot camp, talking about the military schools, the stress, what takes place, what gets you through the gamut of boot camp to the point where you are ready to step off and learn your next job so that you can step forward and serve this nation, whether it's as a secondary position in support or whether it's in a frontline position as combat. Because every one of those takes an individual that's willing to serve and be a part of the team, because it is a team effort. For every one man on the front line, there's 12 individuals behind supporting that individual, whether it's uniforms, fuel, food, gas, toilet paper, you name it. All of those essentials have to be brought forward so they can be used with a combat individual on the front line. And so I think it's so very important that if you serve as a veteran, you weren't necessarily on the front line as a combat veteran, that you are a veteran, and that is the only thing that matters, because you wore the uniform, and at any given time, you could have gotten orders to be sent anywhere in the world to a front line someplace where your life was going to be instantly put on the line. And by making yourself available for that is what makes you a veteran and part of the team. And I think it's so very important that sometimes our combat veterans seem like they're in a different category than everybody else. They're in a different heart category because they've experienced a different compassion. But when it comes to wearing the uniform and serving their nation, they're on the same team. Everybody is on the same page. And James, you know, you made your comment that you were never in combat. It doesn't matter. You served our nation. You served where you were asked to serve. And we're grateful for what you did. We're grateful for what the other veterans did by serving where they were serving. And so we're going to have other veterans that are going to be chiming in and being a part of the conversation on Thursday evening. Excuse me, Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock for this Zoom program. And Julie, will please introduce us to some of those other individuals and how this program is going to take place.
Okay. Well, I just want to add one thing. Whether you served in combat or not, if you made it through boot camp, you're a hero. that's really something to me. Okay. So we have. We have James, who is going to. James was really instrumental in helping me frame these questions and do these things because, as a civilian, I don't know what I don't know. So I wanted to make sure that whatever I was doing, it was being done with respect and intent, and not to cause anybody undue discomfort. So through James, we reached out to Andrew Tuggle, who does what James does, but Andrew does it at Simpson University. Daniel Torres, who is the Veteran Services person at Butte College, and then Troy Davenport, who works with James, with Daniel, and Celestina Traver is the Veteran Service Officer for Shasta County. And I do just want to say that this is happening because it was sponsored by the Redding Veterans Home and also by Northern California Veterans Museum. So.
Well, it's our privilege. I mean, this is exactly what the museum is all about. You know, we have, like I said earlier, we have the Veterans Cemetery for the final resting place. We have the Veterans Home for the retirement. But the Veterans Museum helps to tell the story, just like this American Veterans Program. It helps to share the experience. It helps to remember and to remind our citizens how important it is for our military to remember the sacrifices that they made. And so we have the actual artifacts of whether they served in the United States or they served in a combat zone somewhere in the world or whether they served on a ship someplace. Bringing back these items, sharing them with them, and showing, it's really easy to look at something in a textbook and say, oh, look at that, it's whatever. But when you come and you can actually see or sometimes feel or touch something that was actually there or part of the experience, part of the war experience, that brings a reality to it, that it's not just a story, that it's an actual part of our American history and a part of the lives of men and women who wear the uniform.
Actually, that's one of the topics that they covered in the digital series, was the object, kind of like the objects that were carried and what those objects meant. And that's kind of what you're talking about, the guy who brought the dog back with him, and then there was another guy who had a pebble that he carried with him. And then there was another woman who had been given a gift. So these are all the little things. If you think about during your service, what are the objects that were meaningful to you? What brings you back and kind of gives you an idea of what it is that you're fighting for? You know, why? What are you serving this country for?
So many times we have, in fact, yesterday when I was there at the museum building, our offices in Anderson, we have people come in and say, my father died, my uncle died, my aunt served and she died. And they bring in their uniform and their artifacts. They bring me in a box. And in that box, it's along with the uniform or a package. There's pictures of the men they served with or the women they served with. There's badges or medals. There's sometimes buttons that were taken off of an enemy uniform. Sometimes there's Nazi patches where they were brought back or cut off of a Nazi uniform. Sometimes there's Japanese things that were cut off of a uniform and brought back. Small mementos of what happened or what meant, or the day that they barely survived and they brought back a bayonet from that attack. Those many different things received yesterday. One of the books that I received was a memo book from 1884 from the man's great-grandfather who served in the infantry in the United States out of Indian Territory in 1884. And you open it up and the pages are just barely there. And they're It's the list of all of the different items that they would use for food every day. So 6 pounds of butter, 20 pounds of lard, 5 cakes of bread, all these different things that are on that list because he was a supply officer. So you're looking as you open that small memento up, and you're looking back 100 years plus into the life of that individual that day as he's doing his inventory for the food supplies at that fort, wherever that fort may have been. Actually, it was at Fort Laramie in Wyoming is where it was. And to be able to read that, it literally in your mind takes you back to the experience of where that individual was in a posted fort where there was wood all the way around it with spikes on top to protect them from the Indians. And in an old wood building, and the smell of the old supplies that were in there. As you opened up that memento, the smell of the aged paper kind of radiated out. So you could smell the age on that paper. And that smell is indicative of items that are in a museum that have age on them. And it takes you back to that time. And so when I receive items like those into the museum collection, they are so important to tell the story from that time frame or today's time frame about that individual who served our nation during that time. We've gone over our break. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face to face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. I want to invite you to our annual packages for the troops, December 4th. Join us from 1 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. $10 for adults, $8 for students with ID. Children 12 and under are free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, while you're out there buying Halloween candy, buy an extra bag for the troops. You can drop donations off every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices located at 2110 North Street in Anderson. Or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during these holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys or gift cards. Again, drop off for your donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Been home about 6 months now, and I still have my doubts. Well, I'm not sure how I got here or how I'm gonna get out. Well, my mama says I look the same as I did before I left, But if she could see inside me, it would scare her to death. Well, I can still taste the powder from the barrel of my gun, and I can hear my sergeant screaming, run, soldier, run. And I can feel the backpack on my shoulders, got it weighed a ton. And I see death in every single thought. Well, they taught me how to put that uniform on. I just can't get it off. Last Saturday they honored us in a small parade downtown. And when they shot off those fireworks, I nearly hit the ground. And while they smiled and cheered for us, all I could do was stare. 'Cause part of me is here at home, but part of me is back there. Well, I can still taste the powder from the barrel of my gun, and I can hear my sergeant screaming, run, soldier, run. And I can feel the backpack on my shoulders, got it weighed a ton. I can still taste the powder from the barrel of my gun, and I can hear my sergeant screaming, run, soldier, run. And I can feel the backpack on my shoulders, got it weighed a ton. And I see death in every single fall. Well, they taught me how. Put that uniform on. I just can't get it off. Well, the devil's won some battles, and he may win some more. But don't he know the American soldier will always win?
Battlefield Expressions this morning. And once again, we have our guest here from KIXC Channel 9. We have Rob Keenan and Julie Driver, and then James Konofsky, who is the Director for Veterans Affairs out at the Shasta College. And he runs that office with the veterans who come in and are looking for support and for information as they're going to school there. And we're going to go back to Rob Keenan right now, the Director of Programming. And Rob, as we were talking earlier, we're talking about the experience of the veterans who are serve overseas, whether it's combat or wherever they serve, and they bring back mementos from that combat zone or from a tour of duty. There's many times sailors and Marines go on Westpac tours, and they're out to different islands and different nations, performing a lot of different duties, including humanitarian duties. And they bring back mementos and stuff with them because of some place that they served, or they send them home to their wives or their girlfriends or whatever else, family member, mom. Because of different things there are. And you were talking about a family member of yours.
Yeah, and it's actually going back to the storytelling, and it's sort of you're reminded, because we all have, whether we served or not, we all have family members. I'm sure everybody has a family member that has served in the military. And especially, you know, your older members, your family growing up, you always have these stories. But, I mean, that's the great thing about American Veteran is they're telling stories about veterans by the veterans. And that's really key to why this is such a good program. But I just remembered, I was sitting in my mind's racing about all this stuff growing up, because you always, especially World War II was such a big deal growing up in the 60s and 70s, how the movies were still about World War II. Everything was about World War II. And I had an uncle, or I guess a great uncle, it was my father's uncle, who was a POW. He was a fighter pilot, and I'm not clear if he was a flying tiger or not. They may be just part of the mythology of my uncle Dick. But he was a POW in Southeast Asia under the Japanese, and his unwillingness to talk about it for 40 years. And finally, his son-in-law talked him into shooting a video of it, and we had this little family get-together where we watched it. But it was just the experience of what he experienced was just so different than anything. I mean, the whole idea of being lined up on a firing squad every day just to intimidate you. And then finally, he was liberated, and when he was on the boat going to Japan after the war was over, his boat was torpedoed. And then he had to, he was rescued, and then he spent the next 9 months in Japan. But that's just this foreign kind of perspective and stuff. And that's sort of what, you get, hopefully not too foreign. You can identify with the human experience on American Veteran. But it's just those kind of stories of family. I mean, the other one I remember is my sister was engaged to a young man when they were in high school. And he was drafted, and he came back at 19, and she said they broke up because he was so different after seeing combat for a year at 18 years old. And so she never married him. It's that kind of stuff. And it's just like, wow. But hopefully American Veteran touches on that, and hopefully you can actually get an idea of some of these people's stories. And the way to watch that still, once again, it's the last episode is airing Tuesday night at 9 p.m., and you can watch the first three episodes on PBS.org, plus the podcast, plus the digital series, and all the four episodes will be available to everybody Wednesday morning. So that's a good resource to look into. And
also, that's online.
That is online.
Yes.
And also reminding everybody that the Zoom webinar that you're going to be able to attend on Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. is also online. And the way to access that, and Julie can correct me if I'm wrong, go to KIXE.org, and you should be able to click on American Veteran and be able to sign up for that. And that should be a pretty good discussion on Wednesday evening at 6 p.m.
Right. We're looking forward to that. I mean, storytelling, and so it's talking and listening. And those are the things that are so important for us to be able to come together. Because if we don't know these, if we don't hear veteran stories, we civilians can't tell whether a war is good or not. You know, American citizens need to be more invested in what the military and what our warriors and our people who are serving are doing, and we can't do that unless we know what's happening.
If people are not aware of our veteran service across our nation, less than 1%, that's 0.01%, it's like 0.7 of 1% of the population of the United States serves in the United States military. So that population is what serves around the world to help protect other nations, to help preserve our freedom, to help maintain the military aspect of our nation. Our men and women become smaller and smaller all the time. And that's our active duty forces. And then if you add your reserve and your National Guard to that, those are the overtime employees. It's like calling employees in for Christmas because it's going to get busy. When there's a war or something going on, or a national tragedy or emergency services somewhere in the world, the reserve and the guard are called in. They're the overtime employees, and they fill those shoes. It's like when we served in Iraq at the beginning of war in 2003. 65% of all those who served during Iraq at the very beginning of the war were reserve and guard, because the active duty already had jobs. They were already fulfilling positions. So unless the reserve and guard came in and took their positions and sent the active duty forward, then those individuals were all fulfilled, even the frontline troops like myself. We fulfilled the frontline positions there in Iraq through most of the war as reservists. It didn't make any difference. You were now active duty, and you were doing an active duty job, and that's exactly what we did. And kudos to our National Guard and our reserve who stepped up to the plate when called to duty, and they fought and served right next to the active duty as active duty, and sometimes a little bit better because they brought a civilian aspect to the table in that civilian aspect were his trade skills and life experiences and things like that to help offset. A lot of times somebody that's in active duty, they only see the active duty aspect because they grew up in the active duty side. And so they don't always get the civilian aspect or training or skills that are on the outside. And so by culminating those two and bringing them together, it brings together a solid team of active duty, reserve, and guard, where they become a team effort, a one effort, and they all of those skills come to the table and they're utilized to be successful for wherever they're at and for whatever it takes. And I think that part of what when I watched the American Veteran again last night, it shared in some of those experiences where they came together and they brought those experiences and how it melted together. James, as we talk about this again, share with us again some of these other. Am I past a break again? We're past a break again. This is such a good show this morning with all the things we're talking about. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. Result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus, free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed. A new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
tired. I know you're worn. I know you're torn. You're losing all your hope, 'cause you're a long way from home. Oh, I know you're worried. I know you're scared. I'd like to put my arms around you, tell you I care. Hope is in heaven, not far away. Just close your eyes. He hears what you say. Feel him around you. He's everywhere. Reach in to touch you. Know that he's there. Deep in the heart of a war, he hears a soul. Protect you, guide where you go, keep you from evil, tears at your soul. Oh, speak to the Father, say what's on your mind. It just takes a moment if you take the time. Hope is in heaven, not far away. Just close.
Good morning, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we've been talking about the American veteran story, and talking about our different veterans and their services and the different eras and things like that that are taking place. This is a program that is on KIXC Channel 9 right now. The fourth episode is going to be this Tuesday at 9 p.m., and if you haven't watched the series, I really encourage you to watch the series. Watch the fourth episode, but if you get the chance, go back to PBS.com and watch the very first episode. It starts at the beginning through boot camp and goes all the way through. It really shares. This is I think that this is a really thorough program that really hits to the heart of the matters of our veterans. And the commentary is by veterans. The stories are by veterans. The stories are of veterans. And it shows the tenacity of men and women who choose to serve this country and go through hardships because of their service, as far as combat and things like that, or even uncombat, just things that take place. And being able to supersede those items with courage and strength, teamwork, and being able to move forward. And so many of the veterans that share and express their opinion talk about how their experience in the military is what helped them to get through their life and to be strong and courageous in their lives later, in their careers, in their communities, and in their service back to the veterans in our community. James Konopsky, the veteran service officer out of Shasta College. James, you put together these questions for the Zoom programming that we're going to have on the 17th at 6 p.m. in the evening. And I want you to share with us a little bit how you came up with these questions and what your intent is with those, to reach out to the veterans that, or individuals that may call in or be a part of that meeting.
Yeah, Rob. Sorry, I was just having a coughing fit. the reason, the approach I had for these videos, I kind of stayed a little bit earlier, but just from my experience of telling my story and knowing how certain parts were not easy for me, and it's still not easy, and I kind of, depending on who I'm talking to, I'll say certain things and leave out certain things. And when I approach these videos and seeing the experiences that they're sharing and so forth, I wanted to try to help with that struggle with those that are on the panel, and provide questions to where they have that comfortable environment to speak out. I think all veterans, you know, when they're done speaking, there's that after effect gut feeling of, you know, did they truly understand and so forth. And I think that's, you know, the more we share our stories, the more that feeling goes away. And so I really did approach the questions in that way, and the panel did get together to kind of go over the questions so we could also talk about it. And that was very enlightening to kind of develop the questions a little bit better.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool, even just being part of, you know, listening to y'all interact with each other, because you all have this shared experience, and just to sort of see where that, you know, where that comes back in and how you can just sort of understand each other without saying anything. I thought that was really cool to hear that and to get your... I just felt like I really learned a lot listening to all you guys talk when we did that chat.
That's great to hear, Julie. That's exactly true. I know on Zoom it's a little different than in person, but we had our videos on, and you know, some of the questions we're talking about, just staring at each other, there was that sense of, okay, I think we understand each other, you know, and, you know, looking on the outside now that it's over and getting that perspective from you, Julie, that's totally true. And yeah, it was a great thing.
You know, one of the things I was watching in episode one when you're going through recruit training and going through boot camp, and I thought to myself as I was watching, I remember being issued my sea bag. And you got your sea bag, and you're thinking, okay, what are we going to get? What's going to go in our sea bag? And as you walk down the line and they start issuing your different uniforms, the pants, the blouses, your T-shirt, your underwear, your socks, your cover, all of these, your hands are, plus you've got your own part of your civilian clothing with you. And your arms are packed. On both sides, you have everything that's with you. And now all of a sudden, you're responsible for all of these things that they've just issued you. And it's overwhelming. It's just the first issue of getting all of these things. You know, it's one thing to, you know, on Christmas morning, you open up some boxes or some clothes, you take them in your room and throw them on your bed or whatever else. And then you are in boot camp and you are issued your sea bag. And then you're just pounding and stuffing everything you can into it. And then it has to be ship-shape, tip-top, ready to go for the next inspection, which is almost immediately after you go through that area. And it's just... And once again, you never sleep. You're constantly on the go. You're constantly inundated. You're overwhelmed. It's such a drastic experience. You may be looking to somebody for help, and because you're all new, nobody's helping anybody. You're just all struggling along, and you're afraid to ask questions. It's worse than any first day at school you could ever go to, and or any first job that you could ever go to. Yeah, going through that experience, and I look back at it now, and I think to myself, how funny. Because of all the different things where we've been, what we've been issued, what we've done, and now we just take, as you're later in your career, you just take everything in stride. Okay, that's for that, this for this, I'll put this here, that or the other thing. And if you're a senior leader, senior enlisted, you still have to make sure that whatever uniform, your new issue or whatever else, it has to look bigger, better, the best than anybody else that's in line. Because how can you direct one of your junior troops if your uniform looks like crap? So your uniform has to be better than better. It's got to be best of best. And so you're constantly trying to meet those certain goals, those certain opportunities. But it all comes back to example and leadership. And when we get out of the military, we take those examples and that leadership right with us into our community, into our jobs and things like that. And James, I'm sure that you use your Air Force excellence to do the job that you do at the Air Force over at the Shasta College. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
What's your Thanksgiving Day plan this year? Black Bear Diner will be open, and you've got options. Come in for a three-course entree. Choose from turkey, ham, or prime rib. Or grab a Thanksgiving meal to go for an easy fix at home. If you're on the road, stop at one of our 145 diners for a fill-up along the way. Search for Black Bear Diner near me. Spend your Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily in Reading at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns. And they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
It's the guts and it's the glory. 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's them handwritten letters from home. It's them sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue.
Morning. Once again, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. Rob Burrows, your host here this morning. Our guests have been Rob Keenan, which is the director of programming for KIXE, producer. He wears all the hats over there. And then once again, Julie Driver, and she's the corporate community, I was almost going to say a community agitator. You are the community engagement person or officer, and we work together well. We do talk about doing things in the community, supporting the community in many, many different ways, especially our veterans organization. James Konofsky with Shasta College, once again, the veteran service officer that's out there. And we want to make sure we say thank you to Dave Cox, station manager for KIXE Channel 9. Dave, thank you for being able to allow all these things to come together and have your staff here today to help us talk to our community and talk about our veterans and how we can make this happen. We're in the last segment right now, James, as we get ready to finish our last segment. Do you have any other things that you'd like to share about yourself, your service, or about the Shasta College program for our veterans and the Veterans Service Project that we're going to be doing here this Wednesday night on the 17th?
Yeah, I'd be happy to give some stuff. I just want to say to the veterans out there how important it is to tell your story. I know when I first got out, I didn't want to tell my story, but when I went back to when I finally decided to go back to college, I had an assignment where I had to write a poem, and then I had to write a paper on as if I never wrote that poem and analyze it. And for some reason, I decided to do it as part of my story of my transition out, part of my service in and out. And after I wrote that paper to analyze it, as I was analyzing it, I think even myself got teary-eyed because I didn't even realize everything I'd done and how affected I was until I did that. And that was a big turning point in my life as well with my service. And I just, that feeling I got, I just want to encourage other veterans to look at avenues to tell your story. You know, it's very important. And the American Veterans Series and what we're doing next week is just a way to encapsulate that and encourage that and shows that importance. But also at Shasta College, I carry a lot of my experience over to the service I do now for veterans at Shasta College. And a lot of the programs we do there, we're reinventing it and improving it and growing it and catering it to our veterans' needs. Whether you're young or old, new veteran or an older veteran, we're developing something for you out there. And we truly believe that education can really improve your life, not just with a good career, but as a person in general. We really take that holistic approach out at Shasta College and happy to be part of that and part of this series with American Veterans.
Well, I think that the education aspect is very important. It's empowerment. We knew that when we went into Iraq, Saddam Hussein, first thing he did was get rid of all the teachers and all the professors because they were the leaders in the community. And so when we're able to teach our veterans and get them back in, get them in skills, get them in jobs, get them reintegrated so they're not falling behind, this is not a helping hand. This is a helping hand up. This is helping them to climb that ladder back into our society, becoming productive, and to be able to be part of our citizenship here in our community, and being able to be educated and to tell their story is part of that healing process to get them engaged again. Rob, as we move forward, and we just want to go back across how people can be reached as far as the programming that's going to be coming up. The American Veteran Experience, and then also for the Zoom program meeting that will be taking place this Wednesday.
Yeah, give me some direction here where to check out this programming, veterans, their stories. American Veteran, the last episode is going to be broadcast on KIXE Channel 9 at 9 p.m. on Tuesday evening. You can also watch it on our website at that same time, KIXE.org, and click on the watch live icon. So if you don't have a TV or have broadcast and you're used to using the internet, that's actually a good way to watch this as well. Also on PBS.org, you have the podcast and you have the digital series. Digital series talks about veterans who have an object, whether it's a puppy or some other item that they've collected over that somehow represents or helps to represent their service. And the podcast, which is strictly individual stories that and both of those are going on right now, and they're being basically played out over time. So it's over the next few weeks, and I think the podcast goes into January, and that's every other week they add a new one that tells the stories of veterans. So, and the other thing is to remind you that we're having a webinar on a panel discussion on American Veteran on Wednesday night, the 17th at 6 p.m., and that's actually on the internet. If you tune into Channel 9, you'll be watching BBC World News. But if you go to our Zoom and you go to PBS, go to KIXE.org and click on that, you can actually watch you can sign up for, and you can watch the Zoom webinar, which talks about American Veteran.
Julie, thoughts?
Yeah, and if any of that's confusing, you can call the station, 530-243-5493, and ask for Julie, and I can walk you through it and send you an invite for
Give
the event.
Give that number one more time a little slower.
530-243-5493.
And they can also just look up KIXE on their
right,
Google
KIXE.org. Yeah, Google KIXE.
And mm-hmm. So as we put this programming, as we finish this program that we're doing and we have the meeting, what's in the future for KIXE in more military aspect where they'll be bringing more of this healing project to our veterans and our communities?
Well, I think we have ongoing initiatives that kind of address that, and we have over the years. I don't know. I try to do during obvious times, like around the 4th of July or in November around Veterans Day, I try to increase my amount of either service or military or veterans programming. But we have a lot of that available. I don't have anything on the horizon in that regard specifically, but we always work towards doing stuff like that. And Ken Burns has done several documentaries over the years. He's done one for the Vietnam War. He did one for the war, which we did a local program tied with that.
Civil War?
We did Civil War as well, yeah.
Yes.
So we've actually had several veteran-based programs over the years. So I don't know specifically what we have coming up, but I know I'll be putting stuff into the schedule and then certainly encouraging people to watch those programs.
Well, I know that I'm constantly searching Channel 9 late at night because sometimes I don't sleep, and I'm looking at the different programs, especially the different military experience programs. And I do a lot of that because it's history research, it's military research, and it helps me be able to tell the story better when I'm talking with individuals through the museum, through the programs, and then also just a quick shout-out for Antique Roadshow because a lot of the different items that come through there are military historical items. And so I learn a lot through that program also. And we, the museum, Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, has supported the roadshow and a lot of your different veterans programs also, because we think that that's part of our heritage portion of the museum to encourage the being able to expose and get that information out about our veterans. And when those programs are shown, I think that it's another way that we can say thank you to our veterans who have served and to help tell their stories. And so I think that half the problem that we have is we don't tell enough stories, as we've talked about in this program. And so, once again, my dad never talked about World War II when he came back, and I used to beg him to tell me some stories and different things about took place. And he lost some friends, and he just couldn't bear to go down that road. And so that's one of the reasons I have this program, because I think it's so vital, even though some days it's painful, to make sure that we share these stories, that we bring veterans in and have them tell their stories here local. These are our local men and women. They're our local heroes. And it's important for them to share their stories. Some of them have even gone on, and they're now at the Veterans Igo Cemetery who have been on this program. And so we were able to capture that and to be able to share that. So thank you to KIXE Channel 9. Thank you again, James, for being a part of the program and for your service. And once
thank
again,
you.
This is our opportunity at Battlefield Expressions to say thank you to our veterans. And it is it's a road of danger that they go through their life. But this is part of the healing process after that dangerous road. And so thank you once again for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you,
James.
Went down to the recruiter today and I signed up. If not now, then when? If not then.